Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. And if that song wasn't a clue, we're going to be talking about the Minnesota Wild prospects. So we're happy to bring in Assistant General Manager Brent Flair. Brent, thank you very much for coming on the show. We always appreciate it.
No problem, guys.
Well, Brent, there's a bunch of prospects in your system that we want to chat about, but you guys actually have a much larger list to go through. So Russ and I had to be a little bit picky. One of the first guys I want to ask you about is Matt Dumba. Just an interesting prospect to, you know, to sort of evaluate and review based on, you know, obviously his play in the NHL and jumping up and down between the NHL and going back to junior. And how have you assessed his progress over the last year, you know, going through the NHL and going back to the under 20 program and playing for Canada, then jumping back into the Western Hockey with the Portland Winterhawks, who where he's had a great start with them with 8 points in 8 games. How happy have you guys been with his progress?
Yeah, we, you know, all the reports out there have been very positive. So obviously he was disappointed when we sent him back, like any young guy is, but we thought it was best for his development. He got, he earned his way onto the team early in the year, and as his ice time declined in gameplay and we were healthy back in here, he wasn't playing as much as we wanted as management and the team for a young defenseman. So at the time, we thought the World Juniors would be a great opportunity for him to play in, and then depending on what happened with our team here, health-wise and whatnot, we could send him back. So whether it was Red Deer or Portland, you know, they're both great situations with quality coaching, and he's obviously playing lots and playing in a big role, and you know, his development should only get better there. So,
yeah, I was noticing that when he was at the NHL level, he reeled in his pinch in a bit more and stayed in the defensive zone a bit more, but still was, you know, showing the speed, and I think I did see an open ice hit and some of the other things that we're used to seeing from him.
Yeah, no, obviously, you know, at the NHL level, he plays a lot safer and just trying to figure things out, which any young player does. So, but obviously, he has some dynamic tools with his mobility and ability to pass the puck and ability to shoot. And obviously, his open ice hitting is a thing. But there's, you know, at the NHL level, you got to pick your spots a little more and just kind of let the game come to him. So I think the his games in the NHL this year were huge for his learning curve, and you know, going into next year and next year's camp, it should only help him because he knows what to expect, and he knows he's going to have to continue to get stronger and put on weight. And there's ways you can play the game that, you know, there's habits in junior that you get away with, but you just can't get away with at this level. So it was invaluable for him, and hopefully he'll be a better player because of it.
Brent, you know, from your perspective when you're watching Matthew play, and then you've obviously talked to him, you know, he has that almost riverboat gambler type of mentality where he wants to make a difference every time he's on the ice, and he will make those pinches and those forays into the offensive zone and will, you know, come out of his area to make a big hit. And, you know, there's some timing and there's some lessons that a young defenseman is going to make about making those decisions. Are you guys comfortable with the fact that just let him, his style is what his style is at this point in his career? And are you just simply trying to sort of not shelter him, but show him, you know, when you can do these things? We like that you do them, but when to pick and choose those a little bit more effectively against bigger, stronger, faster players, clearly at a faster pace game.
Yeah, it's a fine line. You don't want, you know, you got to pull him back a little bit, especially at this level. Just because you got to pick your spots and you got to be intelligent, and there's times to get up ice, there's times just to hold back. But, you know, obviously at the junior level, and to his credit, he's a highly competitive kid and he wants to make a difference every shift. And as he gets more comfortable and adapted to the NHL game, it's, you know, he's going to understand when to go and just time things better in certain situations of the game, when to, you know, to engage and things like that. But, you know, he wants to be a player so bad, and obviously it's a process. It's a tough league, so he's figuring it out. And obviously we at sometimes you want to pull him back, but what makes him dynamic is his ability to get up ice and do some of these things that, you know, generate offense and, you know, play physical. He's an exciting kid, and obviously we don't want to rein that in too much.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Brent Flair, the assistant general manager of the Minnesota Wild, chatting about some of the prospects in their system. And Brent, we want to ask you about Gustav Olofsson. It's interesting to see, and it doesn't happen very often, but a few players out of Europe have done that, where they've come to North America and gone through the North American system in terms of Gustav's gone through the United States Hockey League and now is in Colorado College, but, you know, plays for Sweden internationally. How happy have you guys been with his progress since you've drafted him? Because it looks like he's made a pretty seamless transition from the USHL into the NCAA.
Yeah, we're really excited about him and his potential. He's really only played competitive hockey for about a year and a half now, and to see his progress from last year, the beginning of the year in Green Bay, to the end, and just the transition to college, and for him to step into the world junior caliber hockey like that and play the way that he did, it's pretty exciting. So he obviously has things to learn. He needs to get stronger, but he's a big body. He's got excellent mobility, and he's got a real good head for the game. So, yeah, we're really happy with him and pretty excited about his upside.
Yeah, I think for a guy who has to bulk up, you've got a lot there in the size factor at 6'4", because he skates well. And I happen to notice that he has a pretty accurate point shot. I don't know if he's going to have like this big sort of shot, but I think we've found over the years that just getting it there quicker into the net is probably better.
Yeah, he's actually playing with a hand that he's probably going to have taken care of after the season as well. So if you watch him, he doesn't take slap shots very often, and it's more just the pain threshold. So, but he can shoot the puck. He's obviously got his head up. He does a good job of creating lanes for himself, and obviously is, you know, he sees the ice very well. So that's part of his game where, you know, we're looking forward to see his development, but we do think there's upside there for sure.
Yep.
Brent, when you're looking at a player like Gustav, who hasn't, like you had mentioned, played at a really highly competitive level for a long period of time, so you have this raw young kid who is just starting to realize how good he can be. Is that's what excited you guys on the draft table? Is that, look, this kid is raw and there's an upside there, and let's see if we can help him sort of fulfill that. You know, his destiny, especially when you're like, you know, you draft him, he was 6'2", and he's moved up to 6'4", and he's still lanky and hasn't filled out, but there's so much upside that you guys must be really intrigued to see where he can go.
Yeah, his father's 6'8", 270 pounds.
Oh, my God.
He's a huge man, so this kid has, a lot of room to continue to grow. But just seeing him, like I said, from the beginning of the year last year to the end, and just see his maturity and his mobility is easy to notice, but just his natural instincts for the game, for a kid that's coming out of, you know, Colorado midget hockey, which I've never witnessed before, but I can't imagine it's that high of a level. No disrespect to the minor hockey there, but for him to jump right into the junior level and play the way he did is pretty impressive.
Oh my God, I wouldn't want to pay the grocery bill in that household. I hope you guys don't have to pay that either. Oh my God, that'll yeah, put you over the cap. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking to Brent Flair, the assistant general manager of the Minnesota Wild, chatting about some of the prospects in the system. And, you know, Brent, one of the guys we want to ask you about is Zach Phillips, a guy that, and we've talked about this with you before and many other people in your position, about, you know, the steps you have to take going through the American Hockey League and jumping from junior, and how I think some people don't realize, the fans out there, how tough the American Hockey League is, not just physically, but, you know, mentally and emotionally. It's a grind. How happy have you been with his progress through the first year and a half in the American Hockey League?
Yeah, he's taken strides, and obviously for him, when we drafted him, we knew he was going to be a project, but, you know, his hands and his the ability to think offensively in power play situations is pretty special. Where he needs to work on is his strength and conditioning and building up his lower body and his quickness and power just to play the pro game at a high level. And it's a progress, you know, it's a work in progress, but he's working hard at it. And obviously what he does well, he does very well. And it's just a matter of him putting in the time, and he needs a big summer off this year and hopefully can come to camp and show well for himself. So he's a guy we knew he's going to need time in the American League, and he's just in the middle of that process now.
You know, I'm curious about a guy like Zach because, you know, he was skinny coming out of his draft year. And like you had said, he's got to build up his body. Do you think from – because you can't always judge it by statistics. This is a highly offensive player. But is it a matter of just his two- and three-step quickness and just being able to keep the pace where he's missing some opportunities offensively for him to really cash in? And you guys think that once he gets up to that pace that everything else will sort of fall into place for him?
Yeah, I think, well, pace is a big part of his game that he needs to improve in. Obviously, in junior, he can generate a lot of points and playing stationary hockey and being able to make plays with your hands and head. And unfortunately, at the game, the pro game is so much faster and guys are bigger and stronger. And obviously, they can eliminate guys with his skill set if he's not moving his feet and playing the game at a high pace. So obviously, he knows what he has to work on, and strength is one, but playing with moving his feet and playing the game with higher pace is certainly a thing that, you know, we're working with him. And he knows he has to concentrate on and improve on. So,
in terms of his game, Brent, are you guys more comfortable with him playing in the center position or on the wing? Because there's always that thought of obviously playing in space and having to cover, you know, your defensive responsibilities, particularly coming through the neutral zone. Do you guys have any preference either way? Because he does have some versatility that way.
Yeah, no, he's played both, and obviously it's interesting. I think initially the pro game, I think the wing's an easier position just because of he takes some of the defensive responsibilities away. But at the same time, he's played both, and you know the way he distributes the puck is valuable at the center position. But he can score, and you know he thinks the game well offensively. So he's versatile, and obviously he's going to play both probably this year and next, and we'll see where the opportunity lies. But being a versatile player is certainly helpful when a call-up is needed. So,
you're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Minnesota Wild prospects with Brent Flair, the assistant general manager. And Brent, I want to ask you about Mary Lucia, who's another guy who, you know, you guys have had some success drafting in the second round, which, you know, really could be the bread and butter of an organizational depth chart. How happy are you guys with his play in Notre Dame? Because that offensive production looks like it's just taken a whole nother level.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, he had a really slow start the first month, and he was frustrated, and he said, but it's one of those things, he's a talented guy, and he knew it was going to come, and just kind of stuck with it in the last couple months of the year. He's been producing regularly, and you know, he's a big body, he's skilled, you know, he's got very good hands and vision, and he's the type of kid we knew when we drafted him out of high school here that he's going to need the time in college hockey to develop physically. He was a tall, lanky kid, but, you know, his ability to skate, his ability to handle the puck and do the things and generate offense was natural to him. He had a year in Penticton where he played very well out there and kind of learned a little, probably harder game, and obviously playing in a quality program like Notre Dame, he's been forced to work at, you know, getting stronger every day and learning a lot of little things. But he's having offensive success there. And we're obviously, when the time comes for him to turn pro, we obviously have pretty good expectations for him. So,
yeah, I like his hockey sense. Obviously, his background gives him that. But also, just he's worked on his skating. His vision's real good. His stick work. All those things seem to be coming together for him.
Yeah. No, obviously, he's just growing into his body, and he still has work to do there. He knows, but he's a real dedicated kid, and obviously he knows what he wants to do in his life, and is just putting in the time to get him there. So obviously, you know, playing for a good program there, they have the facilities and all the resources there to get stronger. And obviously, he's got lots of, when he comes home in the summer, he's, time that he is here, he's got lots of access to training facilities and things like that as well. So,
well, Brent, I think you were modest in how well he played in the BC Hockey League, because 94 points in 56 games is pretty crazy, and I happened to watch that team. It was a juggernaut team. They ran over everybody. Like, he got the opportunity to play a much more offensive role in the BC Hockey League and really push the pace, and goes to Notre Dame, which has been traditionally over the last few years a very more defensive-oriented style of game. Are you guys happy with how that sort of turned out for Mario, where he can be offensive in one league and then he, you know, more dedicated in terms of the defensive game in Notre Dame, but still gets a chance to produce some points?
Well, I think it's certainly a different. Obviously, the way they played in Penticton, they were. I agree with you. They were a very good team, and they could light it up at that level. And unfortunately, what comes with scoring all those points, sometimes you get away from the defensive side a little bit. And Notre Dame is known for their defensive style. And,
yep.
You know, it's a viable learning process there too. And that side of the puck, when you get the pro game, he's not necessarily when he first gets called up or wherever he gets an opportunity, maybe in the third, fourth line role. So, you know, he's going to have to learn that side of the game, and he's certainly doing that there. And obviously, if you talk to him, his offensive game is he wants to be his bread and butter, and we hope that's the case. But the defensive side of the game, you're still going to have to learn. So he's definitely learning that there.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Minnesota Wild prospects with Assistant General Manager Brent Flair right after these important messages.
HockeyProspect.com has the most extensive coverage for NHL, OHL, and Quebec Major Junior Draft coverage on the web. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel with NHL scouts across the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts provide game reports and rank players for the NHL draft. HockeyProspect.com is a respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.
Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. In the final segment, we'll continue to talk about the Minnesota Wild prospects with Assistant General Manager Brent Flair. And Brent, we're going through your list of prospects over the last couple of days who we wanted to ask you about. And I'm curious about a player of yours. It was funny, going into the draft, there was a guy... name of Jason Zucker, who I had talked to some of their local media in Minnesota about, and I said, that's a guy that, Minnesota might want to target. He seems to be their kind of player, and lo and behold, you ended up drafting him, and, one of the beat writers, Mike, came up to me and goes, what do you think? He goes, I said, he might be one of the better players they've drafted in a while, just because he's one of those guys that just finds a way to get things done, and you watch him play, and he just is a hockey player. You guys must be really excited about how he's progressed over the last couple of years coming out of the University of Denver.
Yeah, we drafted out of the U.S. program, and every game you go watch, and at the start of the year you say, geez, he's not a very big guy, and but after every game you notice his speed, and mm-hmm. He competes physically, and he find a way to score a goal, and used in every important situation, and just kind of one of those guys that grew on you. And then the under-18s, and all he did every time he could, your scouts break down a player, and at the end of every conversation you just said, the kid's just a hockey player. Like, he's driven, he's a dynamic speed, he has the ability to score, and he can play in different situations. So he's the type of kid we moved way up our list at the end, and we had two seconds. We went with, after drafting Granlund in the first, we drafted Bulmer, a bigger body, in the second, then Johan Larson, and then we still had Zucker on our draft board. We had high, and we moved it to third and fourth, moved up to late second to get Zuck, and obviously he's had a really good success at the college level right away, and he stepped into the pro game, and he's been up and down. He's had some things to learn, but you can see when he's in the lineup, when he's playing his game, and he has a chance to become a dynamic player. So he's exciting. Obviously, he's an exciting player for our fan base, and he's a good kid, and he's just a matter of time, we think, before he catches his stride.
Yeah, I had him ranked higher. I think just his size had him go that low, or at that spot in the draft, it's not that low. But I really always liked his clutch scoring ability, always thought he had a plus shot, has a lot of energy, plays with that energy all the time. And like you said, his good all-around play. He's just one of those guys that you'll always notice out there.
Yeah, he's played well pretty much wherever he's been. And like I said, his speed is really noticeable even at the NHL level. And
yeah,
even when he's maybe not having his best game, he still finds a way to have three or four scoring chances. So it's just one of those things you give the ability that you just can't teach. So, but our coaches are working with him every day and, working to round out his game. But he's a real, he's a real driven player and really wants to be here, sooner rather than later. So he's playing right now and he's getting his chance and hopefully he can really find his stride, like I said.
Brent, when you look at a player like Jason, and clearly he has excellent skating ability, but some guys are elite level skaters, but they just can't seem to use that speed effectively. Do you think one of Jason's greatest assets is he knows when to change the pace of his skating to take advantage of where he is on the ice, whether he has the puck or not, and his versatility? Those are the two things that I think, because he can play up and down the lineup in a lot of different roles for you. Are those the two things that are going to end up making him a pro that can play in the NHL for a long period of time?
Yeah, I think so. He's working on the defensive side of his game, and when coming out of college, and he took pride in his goal scoring, and he kind of got away from probably what he was a little bit as a junior, where he's probably more of a two-way energy guy that scored. But when he's having offensive success in college, and you kind of create some bad habits in your game, even though his effort level, everything was great. He can't quite play that way at this level. So, but he's learned. He's really taken it all in, and he's been dynamic in the American League the time he's down there, and he's come up and given us some important games up top, and a couple of important goals, including a big overtime winner last year in the playoffs. So he's a guy we have. Obviously, we're well aware that he's going to be a big part of our team going forward here.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Brent Flair, the assistant general manager of the Minnesota Wild, about some of the prospects that are in their system. And, Brent, you did mention Brent Bulmer, who you took in the same year as Jason Zucker. Talk about Brent's game, because this is, a big body guy who goes up and down the wing, sort of a north-south player, bangs bodies, can play that type of role for you. How happy have you been with his progress this season playing in the American Hockey League with Iowa?
Yeah, well, last year, unfortunately, he was hampered by injuries. He had a neck issue that was hard to diagnose, so he missed the majority of last year, and even when he did play, he wasn't 100%. So he came in this year and finally healthy, and he really started to go and, got some games in up top and played well and had an impact. And unfortunately, he injured himself again. But he's a guy that, this is the way he plays the game is obviously highly attractive for the NHL. It's with his size. And he's up to 218 pounds now and, big body, very good speed, plays with an edge, and has the skill and hands and puck skills and puck management ability to chip in offensively. So, he's a guy that our coaches here have, coached before, even when Yosi was in Houston, had a bit of him down there as a young player out of junior. But he's a real popular kid with our group here. And, obviously he may need more time just because of the injury and may need another year in the American League. But he's a guy that we think can have an important role for us going forward.
Yeah, there's no question he has an NHL body. But he's also a real good hitter. I mean, he's a guy who could really plant you in the corner.
Yeah, he likes to hit and he plays physical and he likes to yap and get under the skin of the opposition, and he's just one of those kids. He just kind of naturally, trouble seems to follow him, but in a good way. So, he's not a guy that people enjoy playing against, and obviously those type of guys are valuable, especially when they can play the game.
Brent, do you look at his offensive potential as one of those guys who could be a role player for you but gets those spontaneous goals that or a little bit unexpected and lifts your teams? Like, we've seen that happen with, guys like Rafi Torres, where they go around and bang bodies and cause havoc. Then all of a sudden, when your team least expects it and they really need a boost, he comes in and pops a goal for you.
Yeah, no, part of his game, I think what's going to get him into the NHL will be his size and speed and ability to play physical. But he's working on his game in all areas and being more responsible on the defensive side of the puck and things he has to learn on there. But, he's the type of kid who scored at the junior level, and he has that ability. He has the puck skills. He has the instincts to generate some offense. And obviously the NHL is a whole new level where he's going to have to adjust to. But we're certainly, we don't expect him to just come in and be our role player. We are going to expect from offense from him for sure.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Minnesota Wild prospects with their assistant general manager, Brent Flair. And Brent, I want to ask you about Curtis Gabriel, a kid that you drafted in 2013, in the third round, who's currently playing in Owen Sound and has some similarities, obviously, to Bulmer. Big body, 6'4", well over 200 pounds, and likes to mix it up. And I appreciate the photo of him. He's got a little nick underneath the eye from getting smacked around. And is he one of those guys that when you're going through the draft board going, you know, there's some things about his game that could translate into the NHL as a role player? And how happy have you guys been with him? Because this is his last year in junior hockey.
Yeah, I know. He's the type of guy last year. And, you know, you see him early in the year, and Owen Town had a good team, and he started kind of lower in the lineup. One of those guys, big body, and had a physical impact in the games that I saw, and he just kind of get better and better. So he's your classic late bloomer, and obviously he likes to, you know, mix it up and fight, and he brings some elements that are hard to find. So, but his overall game and game with the puck just kept improving. His skating kept improving, and by the end of the year, just the playoff games I saw a character guy that had an impact every game we saw. So. He's a guy we wanted to draft somewhere, and got to the point where we weren't going to mess around. We just wanted to make sure we got him and stepped up in the third round. But he came to camp, and he played very well at our rookie tournament and just played the way we expected and played physical and hard. And then came to main camp and unfortunately hurt himself and didn't get to show, you know, play as long as here as he wanted to. And, you know, we had long conversations what was the best route to put him in the American League right away or send him back to junior. And it came down to we just started playing lots of minutes and playing important situations. And I talked to Dale DeGray and Owen Sound, and I have a good relationship with him, and he assured us that, you know, he was going to play a lot and be a leader and play, you know, in all situations. So we just thought that was best for his development for a guy that didn't play a lot, you know, coming up through last year. So he's, you know, we have high expectations. He's a great kid and extremely driven. So, he's one of those kids that's going to take some time. We're well aware he's going to need plenty of time in the American League, but just his size and toughness and competitiveness is really attractive, and these guys are hard to find.
Yeah, the fact that he plays the corners as well as he does with his size and the fact that he wears the A in Owen Sound, that's got to be a big help too.
Yeah, well, like I said, he plays a heavy game, and I think he's one of these kids that knows what he is. He knows what he's going to be, and there's no facade there. So he's working at his game, and, you know, we told him we don't need him to go back and fight every night, but we want him to really work on his game with the puck and in the corners and just keep getting better every day. And, you know, he still takes care of the toughness part when he needs to, but, you know, that part of his game will be part of his game. But he's really focused on improving as a player, and like I said, he's extremely dedicated nutrition-wise and fitness-wise. He's a pretty impressive kid and a mature kid, so he's come a long ways from if you follow his background. So,
well, Brent, we got 3 minutes left in the show, but we want to ask you quickly about John Dreger, who you took in the third round in 2012, who's at Michigan State. And with all the changes in college hockey, with some conferences moved around, how happy have you guys been with I know he's only played 13 games, but
John's a real good kid. He's found the injury bug, unfortunately, the last two seasons. But he stepped in last year into Michigan State, and obviously they're a program that's kind of in the rebuild mode. But he played large minutes right from day one and played in all situations. So he's a kid that's going to have to get stronger, but he's a good sized kid. He's mobile. He has ability to move the puck and, you know, plays in offensive situations there. I'm not sure if that's going to be his MO at the end of the day, but. He's a real competitive kid that plays with energy, and, you know, we hope to, by the end of his college career, hopefully he can mold himself into a solid prospect and eventually one day down the road play for us here in Minnesota.
And he was third in nation in shot blocking last year, Shane. That's pretty good.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Brent, you got to be happy with those kind of intangibles, that willingness to do those things that, you know, a lot of defensemen sometimes don't like doing.
Yeah, I know he's the type of kid we met. I remember watching him here in Shattuck, and he's one of those kids. He plays with so much energy and passion, and he works so hard at, you know, trying to get better. And even his development camps here, he's one of those kids that may not be the prettiest to watch all the time, but he's effective. And like I said, he's got a lot of character, and he's really driven to play. So hopefully he can get overcome these injuries and get healthy and stay healthy and really make strides here the next couple of years at Michigan State.
Bernie, is he one of those players that you look at and you know, you can say, okay, he's going to be one of those four-year players in college, and then we'll put him in the American League and see how he's matured and progressed, and because of his work ethic and his willingness that, you know, that's where you think that he can progress into a pro player?
Yeah, no, I think he, just with his body type and his frame, he's going to need time to put on weight and get physically stronger. And unfortunately, a couple of injuries have hampered that a little bit, but that comes with the game. But he works hard, and, you know, we'll do whatever we can to help him out in that area. And obviously, it's, you know, the program's rebuild, but the good part of that is he plays a ton as a freshman, now a sophomore. And, so he should continue to get better.
Well, Brent, we want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate your insight and your prospects, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink down the road.
All right, guys. Take care.
Well, that's Brent Flair, the assistant general manager of the Minnesota Wild. It's another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio. So for Russ Cohn and Shane Malloy, thanks to all our guests, and we will see you at the rink.